Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Our third hour begins. It is 8:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is on vacation, much deserved. We'll have him back soon enough. All right. The big story. President Trump celebrating an end to Israel-Hamas war. The hostages are back. People are elated. This is absolutely a big deal, where you've even got CNN saying positive things about the president. This is great. Now, there's still a lot of work to do, but this is a good starting point. 2 years. 2 years the hostages were held, but now they're free. So, yes, people are celebrating that, and they should. National security and military analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant was on with Fox and basically sharing some information here. President Donald Trump said that he may send Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not settle the war, calling the weapon incredible and very offensive. Trump, while speaking to reporters on Air Force One Sunday night, was asked about the recent conversations with Ukrainian President Zelensky and military aid. Trump said he spoke with him on Sunday morning. Zelensky asked about Ukraine's need for additional weapons in its fight against Russia. Trump said the U.S. sells and sends weapons to NATO, unlike the Biden administration, which he said gave Ukraine $350 billion. So a Tomahawk cruise missile fires from a U.S. Navy ship. President Trump says he may approve sending the weapon to Ukraine if Putin refuses to settle the war. All right. We'll see how that's going to shape up. So you have peace in one part of the world and things seem to heat up in another part of the world. You've got something going on at the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Afghanistan said Sunday it killed 58 Pakistani soldiers overnight in overnight border operations in response to what it called repeated violations of its territory and airspace. Pakistan's army gave a far lower casualty figure, saying 23 troops were killed. Now, earlier this week, Afghan authorities accused Pakistan of bombing the capital, Kabul, and a market in the country's east. Pakistan did not claim responsibility for the assault. The situation on all official borders and de facto lines of Afghanistan is under complete control, and illegal activity has been largely prevented. Pakistan has previously struck locations inside Afghanistan, targeting what it alleges are militant hideouts. But these have been in remote and mountainous areas. The two sides have also skirmished along the border in the past. Saturday night's heavy clashes underscore the deepening tensions. So Trump is, maybe going to be called upon again to try to settle these folks down. It is amazing, isn't it? In the year 2025, that we're still trying to shoot each other, kill each other, and blow each other up. For what? Border disputes over a bunch of dirt? Doesn't that seem crazy? They can't work something out better than that, than shooting at each other. But that's, I don't know. Something's wrong with the some human beings. But Donald J. Trump set a bunch of human beings free. And that's a big win for his administration, big win for him personally. It was a big win for Israel and for the Palestinian people. Look, this is going to lead to that area being reborn, and the Palestinians are going to have, they're going to have skin in the game in a good way, in a financial way. They're going to benefit from that, and they're going to see that there can be a future. And once people believe that, yeah, you know, we can have a future, then maybe they'll give up on terrorism. So we'll see. Meanwhile, the shutdown continues. Yep, and it's affecting some TRICARE medical payments. This is not affecting patients yet, but it could if they don't get these payments for some of these clinics and doctors that operate outside of, you know, the military realm. These, you know, they're not getting reimbursed, the civilian healthcare providers, and they're feeling a financial pinch. So Chuckie Schumer, maybe he needs to get it together. At the same time, yesterday, J.D. Vance came out and said, we might have to cut deeper, the federal workforce. He said this Sunday, Vance warned that the federal shutdown entered its 12th day. That was yesterday. The new cuts would be painful, even as the Trump administration worked to ensure that the military is paid this week and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Still, hundreds of thousands of government workers have been furloughed in recent days, and in a court filing on Friday, the Office of Management and Budget said well over 4,000 federal employees would soon be fired in conjunction with the shutdown. The effects of the shutdown also grew Sunday, with the Smithsonian announcing its museums, research centers, National Zoo are temporarily closed going forward for lack of funding. The longer this goes on, the deeper the cuts will be, Vance said on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. To be clear, some will be painful. This is not a situation that we relish. This is not something that we're looking forward to, but the Democrats have dealt us a pretty difficult set of cards. Labor unions have already filed a lawsuit to stop the aggressive move by President Trump's budget office, which goes far beyond what usually happens in a government shutdown, further inflaming tensions between the Republicans who control Congress and the Democrat minority. Yeah. Are they going to get it together? Are they going to open government back up? Trump and Republican leaders have said they are open to negotiations on the health subsidies, but insist that the government must reopen first. For now, negotiations are virtually non-existent. Duggan as ever, House leaders from both parties pointed fingers at each other Sunday. We reportedly made it clear we'll sit down with anyone, anytime, any place, said Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries. Republicans control the House, the Senate, the presidency. It's unfortunate they have taken a my way or the highway approach. Seems to me there was a President Obama that said, look, we won the election. We have the power. In other words, we control the agenda. But now that the Republicans have a slight majority, yeah, all of a sudden they don't want to play with us. Yeah, my way or the highway approach. Isn't that what Barack Obama did? Yep. All right. We'll see if they get it together. When we get more information, we share it with you. That's how it works. 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. 877-975-9825 if you want in on some of the various subjects we're talking about. But the top story, hostages free in Israel. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ocala kind of sucks. Wow, I'm not saying that. I'll tell you who did, though. I've got the story next. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, and you never have to miss a minute of it. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Ocala, what happened? A personal finance company that regularly ranks cities across a variety of criteria listed Ocala in the bottom quartile of 1,318 small cities examined, ranking the city 1,033rd in affordability, 1,208th in education, 1,275th in safety. Wow. I know what you're thinking. Good. Keep people out. Tell them it's a terrible place to live. A wallet hub, and they do this kind of thing. It's, you know, one of the big things they do. They released its list of the best small cities in America for 2025 on September 30th. According to Wallet Hub, 47% of Americans say they would prefer to live in the suburbs, while 24% say they prefer urban areas. 23% say they prefer rural communities. Small city life can be best for those who appreciate more wiggle room, fewer degrees of separation, shorter commutes, to name just a few of advantages. To calculate the rankings, they compared approximately 1,300 cities with populations between 25,000 and 100,000 residents. And they use 45 different indicators of livability. School district ratings, housing costs, and Ocala earned a total score out of 100, 53.26, ranking in the 22 percentile. Wow. So affordability was broken down into median household income, and they calculate crime as part of the safety thing, et cetera. But that is interesting. And really, being totally straightforward, I thought Ocala was a wonderful place, a wonderful town. I think it is. But I guess when they do this stuff based on certain data, the folks at Wallet Hub said, you know, it's actually, they're from a finance website, they rank Ocala among worst small cities in affordability, education, and safety. I would have not suspected that. I mean, I wonder if they have a category for veterans, because I know they treat their veterans very good in Ocala and in Marion County. In fact, I've got information, Veterans Helping Veterans, and they're putting on a charity golf outing presented by the Marine Corps League Marion Detachment. A charity golf outing held this coming Saturday, October 18th, to benefit veterans, Helping Veterans USA, Marine Corps League, Marion Detachment, Mission of Young Marines, Interfaith Food Bank. This will be at Silver Spring Shores Country Club, with registration beginning at 7 a.m., shotgun start at 8 a.m. All are invited to come and get out in the fresh air and sunshine, and it is supposed to be gorgeous again all the way through the week. Support your local veterans. For more information, you can go to VHV, that's Veteran Helping Veterans, VHVUSA.org. It's a 501c3, and they help veterans. So now maybe you can do your part and play golf. That's not bad. That's not bad, is it? President Trump really soaking it up in Israel. Good things happening. Hostages freed. Many naysayers didn't think it could happen. But President Trump and his team were key in bringing this about. But he's got other things going on. He is the president. President Donald Trump moved to calm fears in escalating trade war with Beijing. Sunday afternoon, he threatened to impose 100% tariffs on China's imports in response to the nation's export curbs on rare earth minerals, which, you know, we need those for, I mean, anything to do with technology pretty much requires rare earth minerals. And, well, China's got, I mean, they about 70% of global rare earth mining takes place in China, or China controls it. And nearly 90% of processing capacity. So what are we waiting for? This isn't our first warning in that area. What's it going to take for them to ramp up mining operations here and processing operations? In a post on Truth Social, Trump said that China's economic troubles would all be fine and insisted the U.S. wants to help China, not hurt it. Don't worry about China. Highly respected President Xi just had a bad moment. He doesn't want depression for his country, neither do I. The USA wants to help China, not hurt it. But the Chinese president spoke during an international business meeting, the Great Hall of the People. This was back in, this was the end of March in Beijing. And, you know, talking about the tariffs and not being real happy about it. Vice President J.D. Vance defended Trump's stance when he was on Fox, called Beijing's dominance in key supply chains the definition of a national emergency. I agree, Vice President. I agree. So what are we doing about it? I mean, this should be like, I don't know, the equivalent, maybe not to the degree, but it should be similar to like a space race. You know, I mean, let's ramp it up. Let's get it done. And we should be doing that in all areas. And maybe we are. But you don't seem to hear a whole lot about it. So hopefully we're working in that direction. And then little by little, China will have less and less leverage that they can utilize on us. But we are their, you know, their biggest trading partner. Yeah, the less we trade with them, the more their economy hurts. That's a fact. So we'll see how they work their way through the latest tariff issue and how that goes. All right. I know that some American truckers are pretty happy right now. You know, it was the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, cracking down on truckers who were illegal aliens, didn't pass the test, weren't properly licensed, whatever the case may be, and taking several hundred of them off the road. Well, who's benefiting from this? A lot of your truck drivers are getting paid for runs. This one guy said, normally Chicago to Fargo, I get $1,200. I had a broker call me and offer me $1,800. Needless to say, I took him up on that. Lord, I do hope this hangs around a little bit. The post-election gain for American truckers comes amid a cargo slump that's threatening the economic stability of many trucking firms and brokerage companies. The slump is especially damaging to the companies that exploited the huge population of low-wage, illegal truckers who are being pushed off the roads by the Transportation Secretary and the enforcement of long-ignored safety regulations. So the exit of these drivers is good news for American truckers working in relatively small spot markets of online orders and unique loads. So when Biden was president, those wages were slashed because there was an onslaught of drivers that really weren't supposed to be driving. They were here illegally. And now the Trump administration is taking care of business and to the benefit of, well, all of us, for public safety, and for the truckers directly as well. It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. Stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg's on vacation. The big story is what's going on right now in the Middle East, in Israel, and the hostages are free. And I don't think we would have seen this day without President Trump and his team and the hard work that they put in, and it's coming to fruition. And he was getting a lot of applause and a lot of praise in Israel, and he absolutely deserves that. I think it's interesting that a guy that the left calls a Nazi is like the best friend that Israel ever had. That's crazy. And all these people who talk about free Palestine, what are they going to do now? Because Palestinians have a fighting chance at a real future. What are they going to do now? They're going to find their next little cause du jour and run around on the college campuses and whine like little babies because they feel guilty about the privilege they've been given? Is that what it is? Okay. Just checking. So even CNN was praising President Trump. I'm not kidding you. I looked it up myself. So this is good news. But come on. They can't stand it. They got to have something. They got to pull the rug out from under Trump somehow. Oh, wait, hold on. Here comes 60 Minutes to the rescue just in time. Yes, let's see. The fine folks at 60 Minutes from CBS. They had a guest on there that suggested, well, he wrote a book even, that record high stock market levels under Trump could be a precursor to another crash similar to 1929. Doom and gloom, death and destruction, and it's all Trump's fault. Yeah, that's kind of the premise. Host Leslie Stahl, come on. How come these people don't retire, especially at 60 Minutes? They literally hang on till they die at their desks, you know? And what's wrong with CBS? Why don't you bring in some fresh blood? Are you telling me that she's that much in demand? Well, yeah, I quit watching 60 Minutes because Leslie Stahl wasn't there. Shut it. Give me a break. Anyway, she spoke with CNBC's Andrew Ross Sorkin about his upcoming book, 1929, which explores the economic and social buildup to the 1929 stock market crash. Sorkin claimed the United States today was in another roaring 20s period, with the market climbing for months before the historic downturn. You know, what's interesting, yeah, if you want to just push the market part of it, but they want to say that the economy is so hot it's going to come crashing down. When did the folks on the left finally admit that the economy is good? They haven't clearly spelled that out, to my understanding. But now it's doing so well, it's like the roaring 20s. Okay. The guy who wrote the book, Sorkin, says the crazy part about this is from 1928 to September of 1929, the stock market was up 90%. Now, have we seen those kinds of gains? No, the market's in record territory. That's great. It's broken records. And yeah, and that's everybody who has investments, and a lot of people do. If you, you know, have any kind of retirement plan, and if you're part of a union and all that, that money most likely is tied to the stock market. So everybody benefits. It's good when the market's up, right? The market's in 1928 to 29, yeah, it was out of control. Everybody said it back then. There was too much paper. It was all paper floating around. It wasn't real substance. When you say the stock market was way up, immediately I think of now. Are you scared? Leslie Stahl says in her most dramatic voice ever. I'm anxious, says the author. Anxious that we are at prices that may not feel sustainable. And what I don't know is we are either living through some kind of a remarkable boom, and part of that's artificial intelligence and technology and all of that, or everything's overpriced. Well, I mean, housing, that's the one that comes to mind. There's probably it's a real tough point for young people to try to get into the housing market. It is. It is high priced, and we don't have the kind of numbers that we'd like to see, you know, the lenders lending money at. But I just, this Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, guy writes a book. Yeah, we're headed for trouble. This guy Sorkin also told Leslie Stahl that he believes a crash will happen, but he's unsure when and how big it'll be. Wow. That's, I don't know, is that a good prognostication of, yeah, well, there's going to be some kind of crash. And I don't know when it'll be. And I don't know how big it'll be. Oh, and I like this. He added that business leaders are also, quote unquote, very scared of criticizing the Trump administration publicly. Now, that might be true. But what about all these companies that come and said, we're going to invest in America? What about all those companies? Look, it's one thing to claim they're scared and won't speak out, but it's another thing to come and start writing checks and giving promises and guarantees that they're going to grow their business under Trump administration. They're so worried that they're going to be potentially attacked by the administration or regulated, Sorkin said. They're going to have a merger in front of some agencies that's not going to be allowed to go through. They are so nervous about criticizing anything that's going on in this administration. The stock market has repeatedly hit record highs since Trump's second term began. However, Trump's second term has also been marked with sharp declines tied to Trump's tariff threats and uncertainty over trade policy. Yeah, the market reacted negatively at first, but you can see once the people realized that Trump was going to use these tariffs very, very effectively, and it was going to be good for America and even good for our trading partners. And then once they saw that, I think they started to realize, hey, I think we're going to be we're going to be doing better in the future than we've done. And I think that I feel optimistic. It's a shame that, you know, people have to write books and other people have to be doomsayers. And look, anything's possible. I don't know, you know, how many people knew COVID was right around the corner when it was. And remember, the Trump economy was doing quite well then. So you never know what's right around the corner. But for right now, things are looking good. And like I said, you get interest rates down a little bit and you get people who can, you know, invest in the housing market. And that way they feel like they're invested in their communities. I think that'll make a positive difference as well. And as far as AI, the jury in my mind is still kind of out on this whole thing. Clearly, I see where there can be a lot of positive advances, but I also see maybe a possible over-reliance on it. And AI is not perfect. And you could do that. If you search like a Google thing and you're using AI, a lot of times that's a handy little thing that pops up. But I can tell you that I've found in several occasions it not to be accurate. So are they going to work all those bugs out long before that? Or they'll just put a little AI computer in a truck and push a button and it'll just go down the highway. No worries, right? It's 8, we'll call it 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's on vacation. He deserves it. Making fun of Pam Bondi and Christy Noem on Saturday Night Live. Doing a little parody. We'll catch you up on that. And the big story of the day, Trump and the free hostages. Awesome. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Peace in the Middle East. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. Well done, sir. Well done. And yeah, that'll be big in the news cycle for at least a few days. 8:51 right now, 9 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. And I hit a deer yeah, I hit a deer this morning, and I got to tell you, virtually unscathed. I think it had to be one of the most, if it could be, like fortuitous type deer encounters there could be. Yeah, it's like 4 a.m. I'm traveling to work. I live in Keystone. I'm heading in, just before the Winn-Dixie, if you know where that is, on the right, a deer comes from the left. And, I mean, comes out of nowhere, because, you know, it's dark out. And just, like, runs into me. I felt like if it was a football game, it was like, I'm the linebacker, you know, and the running back just happened to be, like, right there. Boom! But I think I was pretty darn quick on the brakes. And it almost felt like the deer kind of bounced off. And he took off. Yeah, he could be adrenaline, hopefully. I mean, hopefully she's okay. But she took off. And I thought, man, my car is going to be whacked. You know how they make cars now? They do a crumble zone on purpose to keep you safe inside, right? And, you know, the airbag didn't deploy. It was like a corner shot. So I think I was really fortunate. And then when I assessed the damage, I just went out there a little while ago because now it's daylight. And you know how all these bumpers are made out of plastic, you know, like on the bottom, and it attaches, you know, like kind of on the side, on the corner there. It's like detached. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's all there is. I think. How could that be? Thank you, Lord. That's all I can say. Because, you know, that could have been a lot worse. Thank God I wasn't on my motorcycle. That would have turned out different. But, yeah, and that was I've had close calls. But that's the first time I actually made contact with one. And I've been making that drive for 4 or 5 years now. And I see the deer. I see them every morning out there. But not in that particular area at all. They're usually more in the, you know, the wide open, and then you get to Hatchet Creek and the bridge and all that. They hang around down there, too. But, yeah, about the best outcome you could hope for. And I can tell you my heart was beating. I tell you that. Blood was flowing. That's for sure. I didn't see Saturday Night Live. I haven't seen it in years. I used to – the kids would tape it, honestly, and – if they, you know, if I was in the room and they'd watch, oh, can we watch Saturday Night? Sure. And, you know, occasionally there'd be a funny skit here and there. No, and then they really started to make the hard turn to the left and hardly picked on Democrats anymore. But they picked on Republicans, I guess, Saturday night. But I think it was kind of, appears some people thought it was funny. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi gave a playful response to the actress Amy Poehler's parody of her on NBC Saturday Night Live. Poehler, who hosted the episode Saturday, appeared in the cold open as Bondi during her testimony recently at a Senate Judiciary Committee oversight hearing. And she said, "My name is Pam Bondi. I spell it with an I because I ain't going to answer any of your questions. My time is valuable. The DOJ has many ongoing operations. And we're moving like Cash Patel's eyeballs very quickly in multiple directions at once." Wow. I don't know if Cash Patel thought it was funny. But anyway, and then Tina Fey. Wow. She hadn't been on the show in a long time, right? And she came back just so she could play Christy Gnome carrying an AR. Yeah. "That's right, it's me, Christy Gnome," Fey said. "I spell my name with an I because that's how I thought it was spelled. Wow. And I'm the rarest type of person in Washington, D.C., a brunette that Donald Trump listens to." Pretty funny. I got a sense of humor. I think they all, you know, Pam Bondi and I think Christy Gnome. I think they have a sense of humor, too. Hey, maybe they're starting to pay attention. Maybe I'm asking for too much when it's Saturday Night Live in their cast. Oh, interesting story. You've got the Attorney General, speaking of which, the State Attorney General from Minnesota, Keith Ellison. You probably remember when he was a congressman, right? He's a wacky dude left to center. Yeah, he is. And he said nobody knows what the left-wing terrorist organization Antifa is, that it even exists. You know, he didn't know. It's not like an institutional organization. Nobody knows about it. He just said this the other day. Then somebody found an ex post that he had since deleted, but they dug it up and said, look at him here. He's actually holding, in 2018, Keith Ellison is holding Antifa, the anti-fascist handbook authored by Rutgers University anti-fascist historian Mark Bray. The caption stated that the book would strike fear in the heart of President Donald Trump. And to say they're not organized, that's ridiculous. They're organized and well-funded. Don't kid yourself. 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner, my friends, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.